Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News.
Senator, your Republican colleague, Lindsey Graham, just recently said that to any of my colleagues who think you're going to get a better border deal under President Trump, you won't. And this bill that has been negotiated gives real tools to the next president. Is your position then that nothing is better than something? And have you even read this bill to be able to say that?
So I haven't read the bill.
Not that you needed it, but there is further evidence that Republicans have no intention of doing any bipartisan deals with Democrats or anybody else. They do not want to fix the border, and they are praying that there is some kind of fiscal crash, whether it be a government shutdown or the stock market crashing or a recession. That is their plan, because they want Joe Biden to look bad, and they want to be able to then claim to be able to fix it if they win the election.
Senator, is this deal dead, effectively?
I hope so. It should be. If it's not dead yet, it should be dead. I mean, there is absolutely no reason to agree to policies that will just further enable Joe Biden.
So here's the thing. We now have not just rumors about this, but we have hard physical evidence, because the far-right Christian nationalist Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has basically come out and admitted that he is having talks, but he's also spoken to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has made it absolutely clear that he does not want the Republicans to do a deal on immigration with the Democrats.
And he said he has spoken to you about this deal and that he is against it, and he urged you to be against this deal. He was extremely, President Trump was extremely adamant about that. Your reaction to that, given the fact that, look, he knows how to do this enforcement stuff. You don't need some new bill coming out of the Senate to get the border enforced.
Yeah, President Trump is not wrong. He and I have been talking about this pretty frequently. I talked to him night before last about the same subject.
And if for a second you thought that Donald Trump was not in the picture, that he was in Florida or in court, then you're wrong, because he has spoken multiple times with, you know, we thought that he was doing some backdoor communications, but with this new Speaker of the House, who is, a puppet effectively for Donald Trump, taking his direction directly from the disgraced former president. They do not want to do any business on immigration, despite them complaining about immigration. Well, the reality is that under Joe Biden, more people have been arrested and more people have been deported at the border than under Donald Trump's tenure. They have not separated families as they did under Trump. They haven't been keeping people in cages or threatening to shoot people in the legs. But in a humane and respectful manner, the people that should not be here have been deported in record numbers. Now, Joe Biden doesn't make enough noise about that because he's having to tread a careful line. But the reality is that both Republicans and Democrats want a secure border. It is a myth to think that Democrats just want to let everybody in. And it's difficult to get into the United States. Even as a legal immigrant, there is an awful lot of security, you know, vetting. I mean, you may not know this, but I actually had to give blood in order to get my permanent residence in the US. I actually had to give blood. And that is part of the process of legal immigration. And in addition to Mike Johnson letting slip that there is no way that they want to do a deal before the election, Mitt Romney, who is not seeking re-election, as we know, is a kind of moderate Republican, has come out and admitted that Donald Trump does not want to do a deal on immigration, made it absolutely clear, and that obviously that's something that frustrates him.
I think the border is a very important issue for Donald Trump, and the fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and Congress people that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling. Someone running for president ought to try and get the problem solved, as opposed to saying, "Hey, save that problem. Don't solve it. Let me take credit for solving it later."
They will complain all the time about the southern border and about immigration, and they'll do stunts like busing people to Martha's Vineyard. And the reality is that they have no desire to fix it, because for them, it's political theater, making Joe Biden look bad when Joe Biden has been one of the most effective presidents in history. And of course, the economy is a huge success story. Inflation down again, jobs numbers looking better than ever. America is bouncing back from the pandemic in a huge way. The stock market is doing great business. Joe Biden is not the type to brag, unfortunately. If it was Donald Trump in that position, of course, he would be singing his own name from the hills. But, you know, Joe Biden is the type of person who is, a public servant, believes that he should just be getting on with the job because it's his job. Unfortunately, these days in politics and party politics, you kind of do need to make a bit more of a noise about your successes. But here's the thing. We are at a political crossroads, a historical crossroads, where America chooses democracy over dictatorship, chooses freedom over fascism. It might sound dramatic, but this is a moment in history where the United States has to choose, where voters get to choose the path for the country going forward. This is not just about Joe Biden's next 4 years. This is about choosing freedom from fascists. You know, the fascist policies are already in place. If you haven't read Project 2025, which I can understand because it's nearly 900 pages, there is a plan in place to completely gut the federal government and rebuild it in Donald Trump's image, featuring loyalists and people who are far-right MAGA Republicans in every office. This is a very dangerous thing. It takes away the impartial nature of the state. And whilst Donald Trump might not be able to get his head around the fact that the state is impartial and the Justice Department is impartial under Joe Biden's tenure, it might not have been when Trump was running it. And as we know, he used his attorneys general as personal lawyers, pretty much. But, you know, the status quo is that these departments are impartial, and that is how it needs to remain. And so that is what you are voting for in November, a choice between freedom and fascism, between democracy and dictatorship. I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me every day on the 5 Minute News podcast. You can catch me on Uncovered every Wednesday, co-hosting with Ron Filipkowski, and on Sunday on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.